I can understand that holidaymakers have a responsibility to towards their customers that buy a package tour, and holidaymakers need to protect their customers, their clients. But I think terrorism is a world battle. England was hit with terrorism a few years ago. France simultaneously with us. America, Denmark. It's a world war. Our economy is based for an important, substantial part in Tunisia on tourism, and that's hurting us. And that was the objective. We are the only democracy in the Arab world. And certainly the enemies of democracy figured that if by hitting at our resources, they can cripple the democracy. But it will not cripple the democracy.
Would you travel now and go on holiday in your own country? Would you travel back from Paris and go on holiday?
Well, I go to Tunisia almost every week because I have businesses there. I have my film studios where Star Wars was shot, where Indiana Jones was shot, where Life of Brian was shot, and many more movies. So you can't compare me with a foreign tourist.
But I
can,
would you choose to book a holiday if you were based in the UK? If you were could you put yourself in that position now?
Probably after what happened, no. However, I can just tell you, I spoke to the authorities 1 minute before I spoke to you. Starting next week, every hotel will have armed security. These are resorts that are totally protectable. So we are now taking extreme measures, shutting down every mosque that has incited these young, influential men, young men, to follow the path. And let me remind our British friends, this is not Islam. England has millions of Muslims living in peace during the holy month of Ramadan, which is a month of sacrifice and peace. So we should not put this act of terror in the name of any religion, and particularly not Islam. However, to answer your question, I can understand for the time being that British tourists are careful at choosing where they're going to go. But let me reassure you that in the future, Tunisia will not fall and will survive and will organize itself like every other country fighting terrorism. And we need our European friends, by the way. This war is not only ours.
I know that as a Tunisian, you feel desperately sad today, but I know as well that you marched on the streets of Paris with the president of Tunisia to show solidarity with the French after the attacks on Charlie Hebdo. And I'm wondering what you feel Europeans should do to stand up for their values and to support people in Tunisia who share those values. What to do?
That's a very good question. And there's one very simple thing to do. Look, we are discussing today in the world economy whether Greece is going to have a referendum to pay on the Tuesday €1.5 billion to the FMI. We were promised in 2011, after the Arab Spring, €25 billion over 5 years as loans for industrial and economic creating jobs investments in Tunisia by the G8 in 2011. We still have not seen any kind of help. I think the message to our friends and you English friends and media can transmit this to the politicians. Democracy cannot survive on an empty stomach. Democracy without jobs, without well-being, without security and health cannot survive. So if you consider that Tunisia is an island, a garden in this mess of the Arab world, and the only democracy, why can we not have the support that was promised to us by all the countries in Europe and by the United States? And our president went to Washington and went to Germany for the G7 and reminded them of the commitments made in 2011 in Deauville. So if we create jobs, we need to beat these fanatics by giving them better hope for the future through jobs and economic reforms. And Europe should consider Tunisia an important ally of democracy to defend those values of freedom of women, of freedom of religion, of freedom of the press. And this is the message that I think should be heard by politicians. And $25 billion over 5 years is nothing when you know the $300 billion debt that Greece has today. And we do not pretend we're more important than Greece, but I think we're just as important in the Mediterranean that Tunisia is a safe harbor.